ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
Naomi desu.
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 42, Your Japanese Possibilities.
Hello everyone, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say you can or cannot do something.
Verb plus ことができます and verb plusことができません。For example, 写真を撮ることができます。
You can take a picture.
写真を撮ることができません。
You can't take pictures. This conversation takes place?
電話ですかね。
On the phone. The conversation is between?
お客さんとお店の人。
A customer and a person who works at a bar.Since this conversation is between a customer and a person working at a bar, you'll hear
formal Japanese.
Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson.
では、聞いてください。
はい、マジックバー101でございます。
来週木曜日の予約をすることはできますか？7時から2名です。
はい、大丈夫です。
じゃあ予約をお願いします。あとクーポンを使うことができますか？
はい、大丈夫です。
それから誕生日マジックを頼むことと記念撮影することはできますか？
申し訳ございませんが、写真を撮ることはできません。それから、キャンセルをすること、時間を変えることもできませんが、大丈夫ですか？
あ、問題ありません。
もう一度お願いします。今度は、ゆっくりお願いします。
はい。マジックバー101でございます。
来週、木曜日の予約をすることはできますか？7時から2名です。
はい、大丈夫です。
じゃ、予約をお願いします。あと、クーポンを使うことができますか？
はい、大丈夫です。
それから、誕生日マジックを頼むことと、記念撮影をすることはできますか？
申し訳ございませんが、写真を撮ることはできません。それから、キャンセルをすること、時間を変えることもできませんが、大丈夫ですか？
あ、問題ありません。
今度は英語が入ります。
はい、マジックバー101でございます。
Hello, Magic Bar 101.
来週木曜日の予約をすることはできますか？
Hi, can I make a reservation for Thursday of next week?
7時から2名です。
It's for 2 at 7.
はい、大丈夫です。
That'll be fine.
じゃあ、予約をお願いします。
Okay, then I'd like to make a reservation.
あと、クーポンを使うことができますか？
Also, can I use a coupon?
はい、大丈夫です。
That's no problem.
それから、誕生日マジックを頼むことと、記念撮影することはできますか？
Okay, also, can I request some birthday magic and also have a commemorative picture taken?
申し訳ございませんが、写真を撮ることはできません。
I'm sorry, but we can't take pictures.
それからキャンセルをすること、時間を変えることもできませんが、大丈夫ですか?
You also won't be able to cancel or change your reservation time. Is this all right?
あ、問題ありません。
That's not a problem.
Naomi 先生、面白そうですね。Magic bar, magic bar? That sounds interesting.
面白そうですね。I've never been to that kind of place. 行ったことありますか? Have you ever been that kind of place?
まだ行ったことありません。
Ah, the previous lesson's grammar point.
Yes, I still haven't been.
Ah.
But I believe there are a lot of theme restaurants in Japan.
Oh, そうですね。
Well, at least in the Tokyo area. Isn't there one by, right by headquarters?
Headquarters?
JapaneseBar101.com headquarters.
Okay. Ah, ninja restaurant.
But that's what I said. Isn't there one? So, yeah, what's the restaurant again?
Ninja restaurant.
What happens there? What goes on there?
I think the waiter dress up like ninja and they do some magic at the table.
So you enjoy your meal. The atmosphere is, I think it's dark in there.
So, so, so.
Have you been?
No.
Okay, so from what I've heard, the atmosphere is very dark. You know, they really play to the whole theme. The waiters are dressed up like ninjas. They come to the table, they take your order, they do some magic, and a good time is had by all.
そうね。
I think we should go.
あ、本当?
Yes.
じゃあ、おごりですかね? The company gonna pay?
はい、おごります。
あ、お願いします。楽しみです。
Yes, we should look forward to it. Okay, on to the vocab for this lesson. First word.
予約
Reservation. Booking.
予約 予約
Next word.
問題
Problem.
問題 問題
Next word.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Cancel. Cancel.
Next word.
Coupon.
Coupon.
Coupon. Coupon.
Next word.
記念撮影
Commemorative photo. Ceremonial photo.
記念撮影記念撮影
Next word.
写真
Picture.
写真写真
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
記念撮影
Commemorative photo. Ceremonial photo.
日本人好きですよね。
まあそうですね。Okay, this word contains two nouns, which are?
記念
Memory, commemoration, and?
撮影
Photography. So, memory, commemoration, and photography. This is actually a common birthday service at a Japanese restaurant, isn't it?
そうですね。誕生日にレストランで記念撮影をすることができます。
So, you can have your picture taken at a restaurant on your birthday. Really, Naomi? I haven't heard of this.
何、ね、記念撮影、
はい、
at the restaurant?
Yeah.
We just did for Hiroko.
いつでしたっけ? When was that?
去年です。おじいさん忘れちゃった?
But that was our camera.
No, that's their camera. おじいさん、次に行きましょう。
Okay, I'm confused. Anyway, yes, it was a very nice memory. Now I remember. So, do you have to call in advance and let them know?
Right. You have to make a 予約 reservation.
記念撮影の予約
テーブルの予約が必要ですね。I think you need to reserve their table.
But you have to tell them, right?
Yeah. You have to tell that 私の誕生日です。
Okay, and then...記念撮影
お願いします。
Okay, I'm gonna try that. Let's take a look at a couple of the katakana words. Words taken from another language. First we have?
Coupon.
Coupon and?
Cancel.
Cancel. Now these take a little while for your ear to get adjusted, but once your ear is adjusted, you'll find katakana words very easy to understand, but in my experience, very hard to pronounce.
そうね。
Cancel. But it's so hard. It's so natural to say cancel. But
そうそう
cancel. It's kind of like, Naomi-sensei, can you say karaoke?
Karaoke.
say it in English?
Karaoke?
Karaoke. So it's kind of like that for English speaking people. It's so hard to say canceru to get the right tones because...
そうですね。
And finally, we have one last phrase.
問題ありません。
No problem.
問題 means problem. ありません means doesn't exist.
So you can also say in more informal situations, 問題ない。
問題ないです。とかね。But for some reason, we don't put any particles between 問題 and ありません or 問題 and ないです。
In proper Japanese, it's really 問題がありません。
But in a conversation,
the particles omitted.
問題ありません。問題ないです。Or 問題ない。
Or 問題ございません。
Oh, you're being polite here.
That was the best. Oh. Okay, on to the grammar point. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask for permission using the dictionary form of a plain verb plus
ことができますか?
Now,
ことができる.
And its corresponding formal form
ことができます.
できる becomes できます. Are phrases used to express ability, possibility, or permission. These phrases are equivalent to can or be able to in English. Now, dekiru is a class 2 verb that means can or be able to. Koto is a nominalizer, which basically turns something into a noun. This attaches to the verb's dictionary form and changes that verb into a noun. Now, we're going to explain this with some examples, so don't be intimidated by that explanation. Naomi-sensei, for instance,
払う
is the verb for to pay.
And 払うこと
means paying or to pay.
払うことができる
literally means paying is possible. So it means it's possible to pay.
Right. カードで払うことができますか?
Is it possible to pay by credit card?
カードで
by credit card.
払うこと
paying
が
subject marker
できます
possible
か?
Question marking particle. So, is it possible to pay by credit card? And of course, in spoken English or in spoken Japanese, it'd be kind of more like, can I?
Yeah, can I pay by credit card?
Now, please note that koto ga dekiru is flexible like the English can, in that it can be used to talk about both one's ability and to ask for permission. Now, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
クーポンを使うことができますか?
Can I use a coupon? This sentence is asking if it's possible to use a coupon. Let's break it down.
クーポンを使うこと。
The act of using a coupon is
が
subject marking particle
できます
can
か
question marking particle is using a coupon possible or can I use a coupon? Now, also in the dialogue we have
予約をすることはできますか?
Can I make a reservation?
予約をすること
The act of making a reservation.
は?
Topic marking particle.
できますか?
Can I? So, can I make a reservation? Is making a reservation possible? Or is it possible to make a reservation?
This such and such ことができます sentence pattern is often used to talk about rules. Just like English. 例えば, for example.
Naomi-sensei, 動物園で写真を撮ることはできますか? Can I take pictures at the zoo?
もちろんできます。Of course you can. でも、フラッシュを使うことはできません。
So, of course you can, but you cannot use a flash. Now, of course, this is talking about permission. With a camera, with a flash, you can obviously take a picture with a flash, but this is talking about permission. You can't do it. It's interesting. And this is kind of like one of those grammatical rules that have been bent. I saw a movie recently and, The stewardess came over and said, can I get you something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And the customer responded, yes, you can. Of course, if you want to take it literally, if you want to be very literal about it, and if you want to be a stickler to the grammar, yes, you're technically right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, again, flexible. You can talk about ability and permission.
Ah, いい例ですね。日本語も英語もそれは一緒かもしれないですね。
そうですね。Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question or some feedback,
please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
待ってます。
Okay.
それじゃあまた。
はい。マジックバー101でございます。
来週、木曜日の予約をすることはできますか ?7 時から2名です。
はい、大丈夫です。
じゃあ、予約をお願いします。あと、クーポンを使うことができますか?
はい、大丈夫です。
それから、誕生日マジックを頼むことと、記念撮影することはできますか?
申し訳ございませんが、写真を撮ることはできません。それから、キャンセルをすること、時間を変えることもできませんが、大丈夫ですか?
あ、問題ありません。